This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Ross Beckman, owner and operator of ABC Ranch near Gillespie. Beckman has been raising and showing Pasifinos for 20 years.
Well, ABC Ranch has been in existence about 20 years out here. We're off of Wilhite Airport Road, and Gillespie is our mailing address. We used to have 21 horses. We raised babies and took care of a lot of horses at one time. We now have 3 horses. Sounds like quite a letdown from 21, but we have a gelding, we have a stallion, and we have a new baby. It's 2 years old, and we have high hopes for this horse. He's out of our stallion, and so we're looking forward to that.
Pasifinos are a very unique breed of horse. They are a gated breed, which means that in addition to the typical walk, trot, canter, and gallop, they have another form of movement. Beckman goes more in depth on the breed description.
Our horses are not huge horses, so if you're a small person, they're ideal for you. And if you're a big person, they have a lot of stamina. Let that not fool you. They're 13 to 15 hands. Most of them are in between there, around 14 hands, which makes it a nice mounting horse. The Pasifino is the smoothest riding horse you will ever own. It's a bilateral gait, and that makes it a smooth gait. It's great for trails. Now, personally, myself, I'm a show person, so we definitely have to have a very good gaited horse for show, but you will have a wonderful trail horse, and that in itself, there's more Pasifino trail horses than there are Pasifino show horses.
While Pasifinos as a breed are gated, not all Pasifinos are created equal in terms of being able to express their unique gait. The most coveted level of gait expression is referred to as the Fino.
What I refer to as a unique gait is the Fino. It looks like the horse is going nowhere. It takes such tiny steps, but it is the ultimate in our breed, and if you're fortunate enough to raise one, you have a valuable horse.
Beckman shows his horses on all levels of Pasifino gait expression.
We have, in our case, a gelding that we will show in pleasure, and that's just what it implies, a pleasure horse, well gaited, but very able to handle the horse and be pleasure riding. He will also show under performance, which is just a little bit up gait. And this horse is capable of doing both because he's very well gaited and can do both. We also have our stallion, which is what we call Fino. And he is not a trail horse. A trail horse takes longer strides. And the Fino is kind of the ultimate in our breed. You get maybe one Fino horse out of, let's say, 150, who knows?
Not surprisingly, Beckman says his favorite horse is his Fino stallion, Atomico.
I own my favorite horse right now. This Fino stallion that I got five, 6 years ago, I acquired him. And he has been the very best horse. I've had some good horses, don't get me wrong, but he is my favorite horse and will stay with me till the end. And I always wanted a Fino horse, but really could never afford one, to be quite honest about it. And some of the Fino horses will go for $50,000, $100,000, $125,000, $250,000. So I was able to acquire this horse. He was a little older, but not too old to show. And he's still not too old to show. He's 15 years old. He has slowed a little bit, but he's still a very, very fine horse. And that's why I wanted a baby out of this stallion.
With Atomico being Beckman's favorite, he naturally has high expectations for his colt.
Well, his name is Tornado. His mother was Contessa, which was out of our top 10 sires in our breed for about 6-7 years. Her daddy was a horse called Cimbalo, and Tomiko is the father, which we have here, is out of, his dad is a 222 horse. So in your breeding lines anymore, you want to use the very best that you can, because it costs you just as much to breed a no-name horse as it would a very well-gated horse on both sides, both dam and stallion. So he is well bred, and so that's why we have high hopes for him. There's no guarantees there, but your chances are that he will be a very good horse. We have him entered in the Pasofino National Show when he's a three-year-old. He's entered in the futurity, which means most of our classes are fun classes. They pay ribbons, no cash. But the futurity, you pay into that, and you can win several thousands of dollars at the end. You can show him in different classes. You can show him in Fino, if that's where he belongs, or you can show him in pleasure, or you can show him in performance. When he's 3 years old, he may just show in pleasure. But that doesn't mean that he will end up showing in pleasure another year from now. But in with the futurity, they're not requiring you to name what class he's going to be in.
Tornado will soon be sent off for training, the first step in what will hopefully be a successful showing career. Beckman says he has taken great care in ensuring the colt will not only be well-trained, but that he is fit enough to be trained in the first place.
Training process can take at least a year, probably, and longer. That's just the starting part of it. The horse will not go into training before it's 2 years old. What we will do with the baby that we're sending to the trainer, hopefully next month, we will have our veterinarian out, and we will x-ray the legs for bone density. And if the bone is developed well enough, we will send this horse on to the trainer. He's not going to start riding the horse the minute he gets this horse. He will do what we call a lot of groundwork and getting the horse to relax, learning the trainer's methods. And it's a very slow process, and that's what I like. The slow process means this: that you'll have a good horse for years to come. If you push your young horse too hard, this means that a horse will rebel somewhere down the line.
Beckman says his stallion, Atomico, already has offspring at other farms who are old enough to be showing. He says these horses are doing very well, and he has hopes his own colt, Tornado, will do just as well, if not surpass his half-siblings. If you would like to catch Beckman and his horses at any upcoming shows, or are just curious to find out more, Beckman says,
well, we this May, which is just a couple of weeks from now, we're having a show in Lake St. Louis, which is out in the St. Charles area. We have 60-some classes on Friday. We have 172 classes Saturday and Sunday. So we do have shows in the area. Or I encourage you, I would be glad to talk to anyone. Give me a call at 217-835-2546 and be glad to give you some names of people that are in the breeding business within just miles of you here.
Again, that was Ross Beckman, owner and operator of ABC Pasofino Ranch near Gillespie. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.